You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Carter, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 fractions of them. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I convinced them I had to change my opinion. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Hey, good buddy. Hello, everybody around the globe. This is the old road warrior, zigzagging around the United States with his team. Bill.
I'm here, and it's fun.
Yeah, I'm just telling everybody who I got with me. I got my buddy Bill Coffey, Mitch Waite, and of course, Youngblood himself, Rob Price. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had an enduring time. Starting off in Browning, Montana, going to the Four Corners, Farmington, New Mexico, going out there in Arkansas down there in Florida, met a lot of old friends, met a lot of new friends, met a lot of wonderful people around this United States of America, ladies and gentlemen. You have no clue on how many people are aware of our giant hairy friend, Bigfoot. That's right. Call it what you want. Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Uma, Skunk Ape, Bushman, whatever. But he's known around this earth. He's known around the globe. This thing has been got a handle bigger than Michael Jackson or Elvis Presley. There isn't a family known around the globe that doesn't know this thing. A household name. I got to tell you, we finally got a chance to come down to the Green Swamp. We're going to get to that in a minute. But I want to thank all of my friends up in Browning, the Blackfeet, Donna and Bruce, and Tony Ray and Running Bear, and all of our friends up there for their wonderful hospitality. I want to thank all of our friends up in Farmington, New Mexico, who made our stay so wonderful. Especially I want to thank David Ortiz, a man that shows compassion in his heart, a man that is probably one of the most understanding people I've met in a long time. My hat goes off to David Ortiz, and I'm glad to tell everybody and make an announcement that David has become a part of SFBI. Anything that goes on out there in Four Corners, we call upon him. He's the man to take care of it. And all along that, we've got Vincent and his lovely bride. Wonderful, wonderful people, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to hear more of that down the road. But without any further ado, let's get out there to the Green Swamp. New friend, and hopefully a friend for a long time, Mr. Timmy Fasano. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well, Tom. How are you?
A little tired and road weary. You know the reason for that. You were there with us.
I don't know. I don't know how you could do it, putting in all those miles. That's a lot of 5-hour energies and a lot of coffee. And I want to thank you. The trip you made down here, even though it was brief, I saw how often your cell phone rang. The people all over the country giving you tips and leads on Bigfoot evidence, especially the one in North Carolina, with possibly there's something in a cave, and you thought it was urgent to get there, and I don't blame you for that. But the highlight of all of this, and I don't know how you did it, probably because you're from Brooklyn and you're Italian, but that Italian food that you handed me in that bag is some of the best damn food I've ever eaten in my life. In fact, I've got the lasagna and the linguine with the white clam sauce that I'm going to have right after this show.
Well,
and,
I can't
thank you enough for that.
You're going to enjoy it. Me and the boys gave it to you in good earnest, and we hope that you really enjoy it from the bottom of our hearts. But it's not about the food. It's about the friendship, the bonding of new people being together. And, you know, you're new with us. Tell the people around the globe, Tim, if you would. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Tell them what you experienced while we were there for that day and a half with you. And is Tom Biscardi the Bigfoot hunter, or is he just a bunch of bullshit? Does he go out there and really hunt? Does he really survey the land? And how does he go about, and what does he do? I'm going to tee it to you, Tim. You tell everybody.
Well, the people who follow my videos on YouTube, I have a pretty successful channel, about 800 subscribers and growing every day. In fact, since I've been posting you on my videos, I'm getting more subscribers. Go figure that one out, huh? I got to see for the first time how a real professional team approaches a situation as far as logistics and tactics and planning goes. That was new to me, because when you're by yourself, then, you know, you're just a lone wolf. But I saw how a real team coordinates, how they, first of all, pick a prime area for good night optics, like we did with that wide open prairie. It seemed as if your team was looking for dual tracks, not just one type of animal going into the area, but we found deer, bobcat, and raccoon and other animals that were going into that area. So you designated that to be a prime area for the night optics. You also designated the campsite that was 3 miles deep in there on a rough road as a great location to put up the trail cams. And that's what I really liked, is because you're not about you're not about drama. If you watch some of these documentaries on cable television, they're out there in the middle of the night and they're shining the flashlight in their face, and they're trying to make you think that it's all about them. But you were all about the new technology. Once we got those I'm sorry, I'm becoming a little muffled.
Bill?
Go ahead, Tim.
We're getting some really bad reception there. Once you got the trail cams in place and you showed me a good way to bait the area with the peanut butter and the anchovies, you decided that it was better that we got our little smelly human asses out of there and allowed the technology to do its job. You know, technology that, quite frankly, was not available 20 years ago. You've got digital camera traps with strong battery power that can, you know, last for, well, several weeks, if not months. In this case, it was an overnight thing. What you were trying to do was determine whether a particular area that had been worked by a Florida research team was actually a hot area. Now, I know you would have liked to have stayed longer, but I understood you had to leave to get to North Carolina. And I still want to see some of those images, even if it's just, you know, small mammals, because I had a part in putting that up there. But, and I also saw how your team sticks together, and how, like with Mitch out there with the infrared, you allowed him to stay alone for a couple of hours, so that we didn't contaminate the area, and that we went off and we had another project we were working on. And Mitch did say you saw a coyote. Oh, and I do want to thank you for allowing me to look at the infrared and the thermal imaging. I've never seen anything like that. If one day when I have the money, I'm definitely getting that type of gear. But, and more important, I have my friend Dave out there, who's a researcher from Orlando, and he works with a Central Florida research team. And he'll be able to clearly speak. This is a unique position because he's able to tell other researchers in Florida that Tom Fiscardi is the real deal. He does his work. He does the planning. He has the equipment. And he has the right mindset, and he doesn't, I don't really want to mention this, but like the new program that came out, Finding Bigfoot, I saw firsthand, Tom does not phony anything up. He doesn't exaggerate, he doesn't make false claims, he doesn't hoax. I didn't see anybody out there when I was with him who was wearing a gorilla suit running around in the jungle so we could get some stupid damn photos of him. Tom Fiscardi is real. He's a real guy. And I tell you what, he doesn't mince words. Tom will tell you what he thinks. And I like that because I know where I stand with Tom. He wasn't pulling any punches. And from my angle, it couldn't have gone better. He knows I shoot YouTube videos, and we didn't have a contract or anything. We just had a handshake. He said I can shoot whatever videos I want, and he could put pictures of me in video. And we had a gentleman's agreement, and I like that because that's old school. That's what my grandfather used to do business. He was a furniture manufacturer, and I really gained a lot of respect for Tom, you know, simply because he's just a class guy. And I'm glad I was able to take a good series of videos. I'm putting them up on YouTube, and the world right now is seeing how Tom really operates out in the field. And I think they're pretty stunned by it. And that's a good thing. It's called a win-win situation. I win because I got to learn something from Tom, And Tom's going to win because I'm going to show people what he's really all about. And I couldn't be happier about having that opportunity.
You know, I got to tell you, Tim, you got me a little choked up right now, and there's a reason for it. You're the real deal. I'm not the real deal. You're the real deal because what just came out of your mouth was the truth. And out of the new babes in the woods comes the truth. You saw who we are. You see what we do. And we stick to business. We're there. We're on the mark. We don't play games. This is our job, okay? And you're going to hear from our new members and our older members later on in the show today on what they've observed throughout this entire ordeal zigzagging across this United States of America. And we're not done. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm sworn by a non-disclosure form right now. But when we get this DNA back, this world is going to be totally shocked. Now, Tim knows what I'm talking about, and he knows not to say anything about it. But I'm just going to tell you people out there around the globe, you just stay tuned on a daily basis. Keep still looking back at the websites because something's going to pop and it's going to blow the lid off of the whole Bigfoot world. Trust me, okay? But, Tim, you got yourself a plethora and a cornucopia of territory down in there in which with you and Dave and the rest of your fellow researchers go out. Keep up that good work. I hope that maybe you've learned a little something that you could put in your bag of hoodies and make your job a little bit easier. And hopefully, by the work that you do, Dave does, and your other associate down there, we'll all come to a final conclusion with this thing. And I want to thank you for your hospitality and thank you for inviting us down there by you. And I just want to tell everybody around the globe, whenever you're north of Tampa, Florida, look him up. He's a gentleman. He'll bring you to the territory. You'll see it the way he sees it, as we saw it, the way he saw it in the last day and a half.
Yeah.
Timmy, God bless you.
And I'm
until our time, and keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, good buddy. And stay on. We got a lot more show ahead of us, okay?
I thought you guys, Mitch and Bill and Rob, man, they were just top flight, man. They were great guys and hard workers and a lot of hard work in this, man. You don't realize that. Your keyboard commandos don't know how much work goes into this, and it's tiresome. I was knocked out. I mean, I was beat. I felt like I'd gone through football training camp working with you guys.
Well, you kept up pretty well, and I was proud of you. And, you know, you got a full schedule, you know, between your regular job and you out there researching and traveling. I don't think the people realize how road-weary people really get traveling as much as we travel. But you saw it, and you've been a fun bit yourself.
Yeah. And you also, you know, this sounds strange, you brought me some luck since you've gotten down. I've been making money on my job and doing well, and my landlord even knocked on the door tonight and told me he made a mistake that he actually owes me money. I don't owe him money. And, that's just weird. You're an accountant, and you brought me some good luck.
Well, listen, I'm glad to see
that.
You have luck, Tim. Okay.
Well, thank you, Tom. And I'm honored to be your friend, and I hope to be with you somewhere else one day, and sooner rather than later. And this is all good. I couldn't say enough good about you, guy.
Thanks a lot, Tim. And listen, you just stay tuned and keep us abreast of what's going on down there in the Green Swamp, and we got a lot more show ahead of you.
I
okay.
Will. I will, and hopefully we can do this again. Thank you so much, Tom.
Have a blessed day, my brother. Take care.
Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Bill, let's go to commercial.
and deception that played out on the world stage. Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax. Now, for the first time ever, see with your own eyes and hear the true behind-the-scenes story of the hoax that gripped the world. Featuring original, never-before-seen footage. Available now at searchingforbigfoot.com.
One, they're very sick people, but you know what bothers me more than anything, Megan? These guys were in the law.
Well, Tom, here we go.
Okay, Billy, I want to tell you, everybody out there, Anatomy of Bigfoot Hoax, Bigfoot Lives Too, my gosh, they're flying off the shelves. And those of you, it's going to take about another 10 days that we have not got it because the first bunch got sold out. Off the chain, sold out. So we're expecting another delivery, I was told, by Friday or next Monday. And as soon as they come in, all you people who have ordered, you'll have them right away. Within 3 days, they'll ship them. But I want to thank you for that. And those of you who've seen Bigfoot Lives too, call in. I want you to tell me what you think. Lee Joyner, if you're listening tonight, I know that you got a copy. Call in to Marco Bill. Marco, give him a line to call in because I know that he was the first one to get our first copy of Bigfoot Lives 2, and I know that he listens every Wednesday night. I'd love for him to call in, tell me what he thinks of it because this guy is a great part of SFBI, I'll tell you straight up.
You want me to give him right now on the air?
Yeah, get him on if you can.
I can't. I don't have any phones, Tom.
Okay. All right. Well, if he can chime in, I'd love to have him on and get his thoughts on it. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's get out there to Farmington, New Mexico. Which one do we have tonight?
We got Marcus and Mario. Marcus?
Okay, we got the M&M brothers.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, and tomorrow I'm going to make a little trip out there to Philo Canyon again and see if I see any new tracks.
Now, which one is this? Is this Marcus?
This is Marcus. My brother's right here.
Okay. Hey, first of all, fellas, I want to thank you very much for your hospitality and thank you for bringing us up to the area. I just want to set this up with the people out there in Radio Land. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the two brothers. I call them the M&M brothers. The reason why I call them that is real simple. Okay, it's Mario and Marcus. The ones that had the encounter. We've had them on the show a while back. I told them that we'd come out to see him, and by golly, we did, didn't we, but fellas?
Yeah, you came out just kind of took us by surprise, well, because I was half asleep at the time, and then when you said, oh, I'm 30 minutes away, I'm like, oh, damn. So I took a shower real quick and told my brother about it, and then we got to meet you and Mitch and Youngblood, and I believe it was Manhor, wasn't it?
That's him. That's Bill Coffey, the main man. Well, you know, Marcus, what I want to put words in your mouth. I want you to tell the public around the world, our friends, our family, tell them what we did when we came out.
Well, basically, when you guys came out, you met us, and you guys were very professional. You guys immediately, basically, the bottom line is you guys don't bullshit. Like you said, this is your job. You guys take your job seriously, and we witnessed it throughout the day. We showed you guys the area where it was, and then we soon immediately went out there to the area, and it was there where you found a hell of a lot of prints. You found a hell of a lot of prints, and yes? Hello?
Go ahead, Marcus. You're on.
Oh, okay, I got quiet there. But anyway, yeah, we found a hell of a lot of prints. And it basically You can see the shock on Tom's face as well as everybody else, and we were shocked too. And basically, they treated us almost like we were their own family. They're very respectful, as well as Tom had listened to me and my brother's encounter. And then the other thing about it too is we never met him before. All we saw was pictures of him. We never met him before. This was not a hoax. This was it was not what they call pre-rendered, or we met each other hours before or whatever and set this up. We didn't. And basically, Tom and his team is the real deal. Well, as Youngblood, the tracker. Oh my goodness. He made me and my brother laugh when he said, "Oh, you guys are full-blooded Native American. I'm only a quarter Native, and you guys should be tracking." And we told him, I was like, "No, we have a pretty much key scent, a keen sense." And I was like, "We pretty much know when something's out there. We get that feeling in the back of our when our hair stands up, and then the entire neighborhood's dogs start barking towards that direction." And I was like, "And they won't." They'd be barking for hours, so we know something's out there at that time. And basically, they treated us out like family. They took us, Tom got us lunch because they were hungry. They didn't eat until, I believe, it was 6 o'clock in the morning. He treated us out. We went and looked at, we went to another site, and we listened to another lady's story and her encounter and everything like that, and it was pretty... pretty intense. They brought us along. They made sure that we were properly hydrated. And I will admit that they were like any other normal person. They were very informative. They knew everything, things I didn't know about, even though I've been reading stuff about this since I was a child. And it was an honor and pleasure to finally meet the Bigfoot hunter, the man himself. And I will admit, when you guys rolled up and I heard Tom's voice, I was started shaking in my chair, and I was happy to actually meet him, because I've been following his work for the longest time since I was a child. And basically, to put it to a T, the bottom line is they're serious what they do. They don't bullshit. And I'm hopefully to see them again and in the near future, as well as hopefully we can maybe spot the big hairy bastard we have over here.
Marco, I'm back in. Can you hear me?
I know. Yep, we can hear you. And Marcus is just finishing up.
I want to thank Marcus and his brother Mario. And did you guys get a chance to talk about Marcus when Youngblood first got out there? What he found?
Not really.
Why don't you tell everybody out there what he found?
Go ahead.
Youngblood found. Found, I believe it was an alpha male, alpha female, and his two kids.
Yep.
Well, he found, what was that, Tom?
Found a bunch of tracks. How many tracks were out there, Marcus?
There are 25 total tracks. You could see, you could see their indentation, you could see their toes, you could see their arch they had, you could see how big. And you can see how big the tracks were. And these weren't just tracks. Most of the tracks were on a hill that basically Youngblood, when he stepped into it, he was sliding down in it, and as well as he was having a hard time even trying to get up it. And these tracks, which were, I believe, three or four different tracks, were walking on the side of the hill, sideways, for a long distance. And I was like, they were walking in places... that, and these creatures are walking there at night. And I was like, I don't know if I was talking to Dave Ortiz, and I told him, Well, hey, Dave, if we were walking right here at night where they were doing, we'd be injured, or not dead, falling down this big old hillside. And these creatures are walking on the side of it in, like, perfect indentation. And I'm talking about, to how we were walking on a flat surface, they were walking at an angle, which was about a 20-degree angle, and they were walking on it like nothing.
And that's what blew my mind. And you know what? It's amazing. You've got great retention, Marcus. And I'll tell you the reason why. I was impressed. There's not much impresses me anymore when it comes to footprints. But that alpha male, that indentation, that impression in that hard pan just totally blew me away. What about you?
I was quite shocked, and then I was like, wait a minute, you say an alpha male, and then they said there's an alpha female and a family out there, and I'm like, interesting.
Well, you know why?
We may have lost Tom. That's okay, Marcus. He's on his satellite phone, and they're probably...
Oh, okay, yeah, he has a satellite phone out there. He's in Florida or North Carolina now.
No, they're on their way to North Carolina. I'll tell you what. I'll say it for him. He appreciates you so much. You guys really are a really, really, really did such a great job in hosting him, and he was so happy to have the team, and them were so happy to have you with him. It's a pleasure to meet people like you and your brother, and you just keep in there and keep in touch with us. And we're going to keep in touch with you guys. And
I need to get Dave's number. It'll probably be after the show or whatnot. But
sure.
Anything that happens, I basically told myself, instead of waiting like a month or whatever to go back out there, I told my brother Mario that I'm going to go back out there probably every 3 or 4 days. And during the morning, I ain't going at night, because hell no. unless I have a really big gun with me, then maybe I'll do it. But and then see if there's any new prints, see if there's anything new. And like I said, me and my brother Mario have a way better phone now. It's, I believe, a 5-megapixel camera with dual LED flash with auto-focusing, and then it's got a 720p high-definition video player on it, so a video recorder. So if whatever we catch out there, if we catch anything or any new prints, you guys will be the first to get them.
Well, we thank you so much. Tom's back on.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Okay, Marcus, I'm going to mute you out right now. We're going to go on to Dave Ortiz. Just listen into the show, okay, my friend?
Okay.
All right, listen. Thank everybody out there, please, for me and the team. And you guys were a dream to work with. Can't get back there again and spend some time with you guys, okay?
Go ahead, Marcus, you're on.
Oh, yeah, I was wondering if you wanted to hear from my brother Mario.
I would, real quickly. Put him on, would you?
All right, he's right here.
Hey, hello?
Hey, Mario, how are you doing, good buddy?
Doing good.
Good. Listen, I want to thank you, as I did your brother. I'm sure you heard, we're on the road right now, and we're in and out with the coverage, but we're getting through and we're making it. And I want to thank you for your courage. I want to thank you for you being a man. And I hope that we've enlightened you on a lot of things when it comes to this creature.
Yeah, you have. I'm right along with Marcus every step of the way.
That's great. That's great. Well, listen, we got a lot more show. So just mute yourself out, and we'll see you real soon, good buddy.
Okay.
All right, see you, Tom.
Bye-bye, Marcus. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you so much.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye. Mute yourself out. Listen to the rest of the show. Okay, Bill. I got to tell you, Bill, great guys. Great, great guys. And, you know, without any further ado, I'd like to stay out there in the four corners and get our new addition, a real man, a man that you can count on, a man that you can rely on, and a man that will get the job done. Dave Ortiz, you out there, son?
I'm right here, Tom. Hey, and thanks a lot. Doing great, Tom, and thank you very much for the kind words you said early in the show, as well as your team, too. You know, Bill, Mitch, and Rob, you guys are the greatest friends I've had, and the wonderful people, man. I just can't express how great it is to work with you guys.
Well, you know, it's a two-way street. You know, we extend the courtesy of respect and kindness and whatever goes along with the job, because we get it in return. And any time we've axed upon you for the call of duty, you didn't do 100%, you went 150% out of the way to make things happen. And let me tell you something, there's not many people, especially in the world today, okay, that have those characteristics, but you happen to be one, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, and same with my team, because they just think you were a jewel to work with, and as a matter of fact, when we were leaving that last day, you know, you had called. Ladies and gentlemen, this man had to work, but he called two times that evening, up till 1 o'clock in the morning. Think about that, to 1 o'clock in the morning to see if we needed his help. But knowing that he worked a gig that night and how hard he does work, we didn't want to bother him. But he was going to take it upon himself to come out and drive those extra miles to be with us if need be. Man, I'll tell you what, you're our kind of guy. And thanks again. Okay, good buddy?
Yeah, thank you, and you're very welcome, Tom.
Okay. Well, listen, mute yourself out, Dave, because our boys are going to talk now.
Okay.
You know, they were out there, and they met you, and there's a couple of new guys out there now, and they wanted to give their piece and tell what it was all about, and what it was all about being out there for the first time. So I'm going to pass the phone first off to Rob. You out there?
Yeah, he's there. Hold on.
I'm here.
Hey, son. How you doing? We're trying to jockey around with this phone in the cab here with us guys, and sometimes the phone works, and if it don't, we got to change to another one. And then when we go up to the satellite phone, it does work. Anyhow, what did you encounter thus far with the camaraderie, with the people that we've met, and the places that we've seen? And the miles that we've trekked. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, we have gone right now somewhere in the vicinity of 7,500 miles in 9 days. Think about that. 7,500 miles in 9 days. You got the floor, son. Talk.
Well, I can honestly say this, to all those people out there that claim to be Bigfoot researchers, and the chief and I know exactly who I'm referring to, and we won't call no names here because that's what we're not about any of that stuff. But they don't understand the work and the effort and the time and the energy and the resources that goes into this field of research. I mean, we get out there, and I mean, we're up, we sleep 2 hours a night, we drive in shifts, we might get, 30 minutes of sleep, riding in the back of a vehicle, driving down the interstate or the highway, and we get there and we go balls to the walls, full out, just like we have slept a full night's sleep like anybody else, and is approaching a job at, 6 a.m. in the morning, and we're all bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and refueled and rejuiced and energized. And it's hard to keep up that level of energy, but I got to say this, don't nobody set the pace like the chief. Beyond that, I can't say, what it is to have somebody set the pace. I mean, it's like anybody. You work on a team, you're with the team, you work as a well-lubed machine. You work as a unit. And the chief gets out there, and, you know, we set the bar, and the chief raises it up two notches every day. We wake up, and it's two notches higher. You know, we got 30 minutes of sleep. We got an hour of sleep. We got the video feed. We get out there in the field. We get the stuff out. We get it back in. We analyze it all. We put it up on the website. We stay up all night. You know, we put it up. We get it out there for the people, the viewers, so you guys can see it as it happens. And I got to tell you, the chief raises the bar, and he never ceases to amaze me, because every day is a new day, and every day the bar is one notch higher.
That means an awful lot coming from you. And, ladies and gentlemen, he's been my wingman. He's been my wingman now for over a year. And I'll tell you what, it's an honor to have him there, because not many people, and I emphasize that, not many real men. So all the competitors out there, get that word real loud and clear. Real men are left that can endure and go through these paces that we go through. He happens to be a real man, and he does it. Okay, you know what? It's a trying job, but somebody's got to do it, and we are doing, and we're continuing on. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you that lick of the lollipop one more time. Watch every day on our website, searching for Bigfoot.com, Bigfoot Lives, Bigfoot Live Radio Show.com, because I'm going to tell you straight up, new stuff is coming on. Every day, there's going to be something that's going to blow the lid off the Bigfoot world. It's coming. I'm telling you that straight up. We're just waiting for the DNA to come back. It's coming. Trust me.
I'd like to add one more thing, Chief. I wish that, and I think we're going to do it just to show people, because they have no idea. We need to do this, and I mean, it's something I've been meaning to ask you and talk with you about, and we've actually, you know, had a few side discussions on it, but I'd like to get a full 24-hour surveillance on the team. You know, from vehicle to the room check-in, to throwing the stuff in the room, to getting in the rig, to going out in the field, to doing the field work preliminary, coming back in, grabbing a bite to eat, going back out in the field, setting up, doing the expedition that night, coming in, getting all the web work done, getting up the next morning after an hour and a half, 2 hours of sleep, going back in the field, retrieving the equipment, coming back in, doing the downloads, getting all the information out there, and then reapplying that to the website and getting it out to our good buddy Marco, who I have to say has done one hell of an exemplary job in getting that stuff up to date, because that is no easy task. I know we've had a couple calls and whatnot of people calling in talking about, well, you didn't have me up there. Well, we're doing it as soon as we can, as fast as we can. We're only human, though. We're doing as much as we possibly can. There's still a lot of things to be added in a lot of places, but you just can't, due to time constraints, get it all out there at one time. But we're doing the best we can, and we will have it all out there before, you know, before it's all over, said, and done. But I'd like to get a 24-hour segment one day and let somebody sit down and watch 24 hours straight of what we endure, what we go through in a 24-hour cycle, and apply that to a work week, 7 days. Then apply that to an expedition that lasts a month. And then we'll see, you know, what separates the men from the boys, because they have no idea what I'm talking about. And you and I and everybody else knows that. But the only way to do it is to show them. And I'd like to get it out there one time. And I think it's something that we've talked about and we're going to try to do in the near future, get you guys out there a 24-hour segment of uncut, uninterrupted film to see what the life in a researcher's life is like, and see what Tom Biscardi's life's like. You know, the inside stuff, the behind-the-scenes cuts, the conversations between the team and whatnot, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, behind the film, behind the camera, and find out, you know, exactly what it takes to do this job.
Okay, son, this is well put. I couldn't have said it any better, but I want to make sure I get our other two compadres in here, our other two team members, and boy, it's been an honor to have both these guys with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, at this point in time, I want to bring this pass over the phone to Mr. Mitch Waite. And I'm sure he's got a lot to tell you what he experienced with us for the first time out with our team.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to get to know Tom and the team. It's been nonstop. We've basically hit all these different places, and I am totally impressed with all the hospitality of the people there in Browning, Montana, and Farmington, New Mexico, Arkansas, I can't quite say it, and over there in the Green Swamp. Fantastic people. And I got to know Tom pretty well. And ladies and gentlemen, he's nonstop. When he's sitting in the car, he's making phone calls. He's lining things up. When he's there in the motel room, and we're going to get a couple hours of sleep, he's organizing things and calling to make sure that appointments are ready to go. He's a real hustler. And I just don't think there's very many people in this world that can do what he is doing. And this has been a real learning trip. I've got to see much of the United States now and look for the Bigfoot in various areas. It's been a real treat for me. And I guess that's about what I have to say about it.
Well, thanks, Mitch. Let me ask you this before I pass it on to our good buddy Bill Coffey. When you hear all these rumors and these stories about, oh, this is made up and this is fake and this is hoax and all that, since you've been out with us for the last 9 days and 7,500 miles, have you seen any of that so-called fables, those stories out there?
None whatsoever. Everything that we do and everything that he's done is 100% real. There's no fake to it whatsoever, and I believe we got tear marks to show it.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, yours truly's got the welts one more time, and I'm hurting. I'll tell you that. I'm itching, and they've welted up pretty good. I got one on my neck. I got three on my arms, I got one on my back, got two on my legs, and yeah, I've taken it for the team one more time. They just love good old Tom Biscardi. You know, I got to tell you something, folks. I'll do it because I want to find out. And again, I'm just waiting. We may blow the lid off the whole thing in this Bigfoot world. Got to wait for the DNA to come back, but I'm being very patient. Check on that website every day. And I'm going to tell you, our movie, Bigfoot Lives 2, The Anatomy of a Bigfoot Hoax, we can't keep them in. They're blown off the shelves every day. Every day. It's blowing me away. I got to wait for a new shipment. I think it'll be in Friday. I think it'll be in next Monday for sure. But I'm going to tell you straight up, if you have not seen it, get it. Be one of the first. I don't know if Bill's going to be able to get Lee Joyner in, but I hope he does. I want him to tell you in his own vernacular, in his own way. Nobody can tell it like he. Without any further ado, our newbie, Mr. Bill Coffey. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Hello to everybody out there, all our new viewers and our new people listening in, especially my new friend, if it ain't blue, it ain't you. You know who that is. And I'd like to just thank everybody for tuning in and giving us their insight to all what's going on. Met Rob and Mitch have covered most of it, so is Tom. So I'm going to just a little personal thing. I've met Rob's parents just a few hours ago, and it was just great. So I really thank that. My new friend Rob. And thanks to Donna and Bruce, and everybody's been... Yeah, you know, we've talked about everybody. Thank you, and Dave Ortiz and the M&M brothers, and we've had just a couple of hell of a trip. And Marco Bill, this was for you. This is an e-ticket ride, not the wild ride.
Thank you, there, Bill.
And I think I don't know if you got a hold of Lee yet or not, so I'll just give it back to Tom, and we've about covered it all. So.
I don't have a phone to get a hold of Lee. I ran out of phones. I'm sorry.
Hey, Lee, Bill, I got to tell you, and I want to thank you, my friend, because you're the conduit. You're the person that keeps this whole thing together while we're on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, you have no idea what this man goes through. He works his regular job, and then he listens to us until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. When we're out posting and sending things up. Not so much as many.
Hold on, Tom. I got to hang up one of the other phones.
If anybody comes into the store, I'm going to tell you this. This moment, there is not
And if we're going crazy, what's happening with these creatures, ladies and gentlemen? They're not used to this. Bill, are you back? I guess we lost you. Well, till next time, America, kudo, salutation.
Good night, everybody.
Ivan was an old bear tracker. Tom was a man with dreams.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Marco Bill, and that's the Bigfoot Live radio show for this week. All of us on the Bigfoot Live network would like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests for joining us tonight for an exciting evening of talk show entertainment where you, the listeners, become a part of our on-the-air adventure. And we'd also like to thank you, our listeners, for sharing our adventure with us. Join us again next Wednesday evening for another exciting hour of the Bigfoot Live radio show with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. Until then, this is Marco Bill saying good night, and be good, be safe, and be here next week. See you then. Reason 5.